We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
The Killer Bee!
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 proudly present The Killer Bees.
Definitely a fan of The Killer Bees.
Don't sweat the technique.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, bringing you the fastest 3 hours in Houston sports radio, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Ooh, what up, H-Town? Hey!
The Blank Man, I am Branham. It's Brian behind the glass, and it's a Wednesday edition of the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. We got a great show planned for you today. It's going to be great, and not because I'm leaving at 5. I know what y'all are thinking. That's not the reason why. But some weather, perhaps some weather in the NFL this weekend, perhaps some weather in Houston early next week. What's that?
Jeremy, I don't know if you're getting it and hearing it and talking about it as much as I've been hearing it. Everyone is freaking out about the weather.
I know.
They're losing their mind. Esme just said to me, oh, my God, do you know what's coming next week? I was like, God, what sweeping changes at the station? What are we talking about? She goes, no, weather. I'm like, okay.
Weather's going to weather. We'll discuss that a little bit later,
I know.
Too, how much we're sweating. The cold, if that makes any sense. Lots to get to today, though. Bobby Slowick, lots of news around the NFL. I'm curious about Framber Valdez, too, about how much money he's going to make next offseason after seeing some of these contracts that have been given out to starting pitchers. But the first thing that I want to talk about, Blankers, do you feel that the Texans and Texans fans, or you specifically, however you want to answer this question, do you feel more confidence against the Chiefs this time than before? Do you feel more confident against the Chiefs this year than you did the Ravens last year?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, where are you in your confidence level in divisional round games? Because the Texans have played three in recent memory. I think three. Well, no, they played one back when the T.J. Yates thing. Maybe four in history. But they played three in recent memory, right?
I think they're 0-6 all-time in the divisional round.
That feels like a lot.
They're 0-6 all-time in the divisional round. Patrick Mahomes is 6-0 all-times in the divisional round.
I thought it was 5-0.
They mentioned it on the bench this morning, and I think KJ, Kevin Joseph called them and said that, and he tweeted it in.
The Texans are 0-5.
Okay.
In divisional round games. What did KJ
say? KJ said 6.
Yeah, I think that's... Well, that's wrong. Right out of the gate.
Okay.
And I want to say that Pat Mahomes is 5-0.
Nick Wright was throwing that one up on the screen.
Games. So you said 6, though, right?
He said it was – yeah, Nick Wright said Patrick Mahomes is 6-0 in the divisional round.
Yeah, he's 6-0. He is 6-0.
And then
– second year they lost
KJ
the conference
said
championship.
It was
his second year they won the Super Bowl. His third year they lost the Super Bowl, lost the conference championship, and then back-to-back Super Bowls. So that one he was right. He is 6-0.
Okay.
But he was wrong on the Texans thing. Either way, so the Texans, this will be the third divisional round game in recent memory for the Houston Texans. They lost, of course, to Kansas City back in that final year that Bill O'Brien made the playoffs. They lost last year to the Ravens, and then now they're getting ready to play Kansas City again. So where is your confidence this time around, looking at those three in recent memory?
Yeah, to me, it's like because when I first read the question, I was like, well, it's how do I feel about when they played the Chiefs late in the season, or how do I feel in the playoffs? We talked about this the other day. As it relates to the playoffs, I feel more confident because of the other alternatives that you had to play in the fact that this is – if you're going to catch the Chiefs, this is the year to catch the Chiefs. I know the record says, Joel, you're out of your mind. But when I look at it and say, look, we know that they haven't been dominating and blowing out teams. We know that he doesn't have, Mahomes doesn't have the kind of weaponry he's had in the past. Yes, their defense is good. Their offensive line ain't great. You know, their secondary has taken hits and they've lost guys. I think as it relates to any other team in the playoffs this year that are left in the playoffs this year, I wanted to play the Chiefs more. I would rather play the Chiefs right now than the Bills or the Ravens. And then as it relates to years past, I give them a puncher's chance in this game this weekend, to where I felt like the end was imminently near. And when they played the Ravens last year, I felt like in the past when they played the Chiefs, like they're going to get their doors blown off, because I remembered how shocked I was when they got out in front and were building up a big lead. This year, this game specifically, I feel okay. I don't feel like down and out, like they got no shot. I feel like they legitimately have a chance to compete and be in this game in the fourth quarter.
So it sounds like your confidence is higher this time around than it was last year and then the last time they played
in
Kansas City.
Yep.
Yeah, my confidence isn't high, right? Like, I don't think that the Texans, like, if I had to, you know, I put my life on the line who wins Saturday's game at Arrowhead Stadium, like, I wouldn't pick the Texans. Like, that would be foolish, I think. If my life was on the line, I would be picking Kansas City. But of the three games that we're referring to, I do have the most confidence in this one. Like, last year, Baltimore, I felt like Baltimore was a team that could have easily won the Super Bowl. C.J. Stroud in his first rookie road playoff game, I think, is very difficult for a young quarterback. Jaden Daniels kind of proved me wrong a little bit this past weekend, because it's kind of a mantra that I have, like, never pick rookie quarterbacks in their first road playoff game. Yeah, but they were also playing Buffalo. So, like, opponent obviously matters. Mm-hmm. It's all part of the equation. You go to Buffalo with a team that's a Super Bowl contender, Josh Allen's going to get in the way, but a Super Bowl contender, that's much more difficult than going to Tampa Bay and beating the Buccaneers, who were the winner of a bad division. So it's all part of the calculus. But of those three games, like, I would put my confidence, if they were playing 10 times, I think the Texans can go into Arrowhead and win two or three times, probably more two. Against Baltimore last year, I was like at a one, and against Kansas City the year prior, or a few years prior, I was also at a one. Even when they had that big lead, yep, I didn't think that there was much of a chance.
That's where we're different. I was like shaking my head in amazement going, they're actually going to go and host the AFC Championship game. I thought that they wouldn't Bill O'Brien enough to screw that thing up.
Yeah, I just never lose faith in Bill O'Brien. If anybody could screw it up, it'd be Bill O'Brien, and Bill O'Brien did. So that's where I'm at. It sounds like we're on the same page there. Like, we're a little bit more confident, and I don't want to, you know, speak for you. I don't know who you're picking in Saturday's game, but it sounds like we're both a little more confident in the Texans to go to the conference championship for the first time in franchise history more this year than we were last year in the previous trip to Kansas City. What do you stand on this one, Brian? Are you more confident this year?
Brian's got a phone call. He'll pop back in. But we've got
here's where Vegas is at on this one. So I went back and I looked at the Vegas, because we know that the Texans are currently an 8.5-point underdog, which is a big number.
It is.
I mean, it's not as big as the Commanders on the road against Detroit. That's a 9.5-point game, but 8.5 is a big number. So what was it last year against the Ravens? It was 9.5. So last year, Vegas was saying that you had less of a chance to win. What was it in 2020? Whenever you went to Kansas City, it closed at 10. So, like, all those are obviously kind of close. 10 points against Kansas City a few years ago, 9.5 last year against Baltimore, 8.5 this year. But Vegas is telling us the same thing, too. In recent memory, this year is the best chance the Houston Texans have to win a divisional game for the first time in franchise history and go to their first ever AFC Conference Championship.
Yeah, I think when you look at it and you see the positives across the board in terms of, hey, even from the offensive line perspective, they played maybe one of their better offensive line games of the season when they needed it most. When, yes, you had some injuries, everybody has injuries, but you know that the quarterback that you have this time around is a guy that when he's right, he can lead you to a victory, and he can lead the offense on drives, and he can do a lot of positive things, as opposed to, you know, when way back when and when you had it against Kansas City the last time. Now, CJ was the quarterback a year ago, but a year ago in Baltimore with everything that was going, I think, and their defense as it stood then, I just felt differently than I feel. I feel like CJ's a guy that I can have confidence and believe in. If I give you the ball with 2 minutes to play, we got a chance. And that's all you can ask for.
I didn't even look at it from like a personnel. Well, we haven't talked about it yet. Like, I have thought about it, but we haven't talked about it yet. And you getting into that point of it, I do feel like this team is more talented than those other two teams too.
Yep.
Like, where do the Texans stack up this year versus last year? Well, C.J. Stroud should be better in year two than year one, although his rookie year has been better than his sophomore year. You have a better running game. Like, Joe Mixon's a better running back. The wide receivers last year, you didn't have Tank Dell, so you're almost in the same situation from a wide receiver perspective. The offensive line, maybe more talented, but maybe not as productive. I don't know. But this new configuration's been okay. So the offense, maybe it's a wash. You know, maybe it's a wash. Maybe even it's a slight advantage to last year's offense. But I think the bigger advantage is this year's defense because they feel healthier, right? Like Stingley was around last year, cool. But you didn't have – you had Steven Nelson. How does he stack up with Kamari Lassiter? I think you have a little bit more juice in the safeties with Bullock back there kind of being really good. And then also I think you're healthier on the defensive line. Like Will Anderson was a little banged up last year. John Grenard was a little banged up last year. Will Anderson's fresh. Danielle Hunter's fresh. You have DeNico Autry. So I feel like the Texans this year are better than they were last year. And I think that the Texans are better this year than they were the last time they went to Arrowhead when they blew that huge lead.
I think the other thing is from a momentum perspective, the fact that you did what you did when no one gave you a chance a week ago, and more so the fact that your defense looked dominating. They looked like they could actually control a game. And then when you look across to the other side of the field and go, hey, their offensive line isn't even what the Chargers' offensive line is. Their offensive line has been a lot like the Texans in terms of, you know, having injuries and having to try and figure moving guys around, doing different things, to where if you pair those two up and go, the way your defense played against the Chargers, if they bring that again and they're going up a lesser offensive line than they went up the last time, and you know Mahomes doesn't have the receivers he had the last time you faced him in the playoffs, you have to look at it and at least feel optimistic that they can have an effect on this game. And it's not like you were looking at the matchups a year ago with the Ravens going, well, this is in the Texans' favor, and this is in the Texans' favor. They were pretty complete, and I thought that that was a team that actually, like you said, I think they could have gone farther last year. Mm-hmm. And their defense from a pass defense perspective isn't what it was last year. From this perspective, when you look at the matchups and you look at just overall, there's the momentum side of things from a Texans perspective going, hey, our defense played their asses off last week. And now they have a little better opportunity, it looks like, with the matchups they'll face to do the same kind of things. That gives you optimism.
Look, I don't think they were drinking the Kool-Aid or doing the whole swarm or like it's football time in Houston. All we're telling you is that we're slightly more confident this year than we were the previous years. And Vegas backs us up. Vegas backs us up. It's an 8.5-point spread on Saturday at Arrowhead. Whenever you went to Kansas City the previous time, it was 10. Last year was 9.5. Vegas is telling you, of these three matchups, this is the best chance the Texans have to win. Are you more confident, Brian, as the Texans homer of the trio here?
I am more confident, but it's pretty marginal, to be honest. Like, I definitely have more confidence in this year's defense than I did last year. To me, the offense, and especially with C.J. Stroud being more turnover-prone this year, I don't have as much confidence in them. Really where, I guess, the boost comes from, if you call those two things a wash, and I would, is that Kansas City seems more vulnerable than they've ever been. Now, I know a lot of people were saying that last year when the offense wasn't playing all that well, or at least not as explosive, and then obviously they still win a Super Bowl, and it didn't end up mattering because their defense carried them. But this is a team. I mean, when you look at the margin of victory, the number of one-score games. There was a stat someone posted that if you flip the result of all the one-score games, like what the standings would look like in Kansas City would be like a 3 or 4 win team. So they're playing a lot of games close, and I expect the Texans to be inside the Vegas number, but I don't obviously expect them to win.
Pound the Texans is what Brian's saying. Bet the house on the Texans.
Spoiler alert for BZ Money, I'm picking Texans plus the points.
What makes you think you're going to be the first one in the dock to get that game Brian?
I'm saying I'm supporting whoever's has that game. How about that?
All right. 713-780-ESPN. Wild card round overreactions. We'll do that here in a little bit. Weather is going to weather. How's it going to affect this weekend's games? How's it going to affect us early next week? Cowboys are hiring who? Aaron Glenn wants to go where? Problems in Pittsburgh. Lots to get to. It's a very busy Wednesday on the Killer Bee. 713-780-ESPN. Do you feel more confident in the Texans this year than last year or the last time they went to Arrowhead during the playoffs. 713-780-3776. We're on the Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. We're on the YouTube at ESPN Houston. We're on the Twitter at ESPN975. We're not on the TikTok. None of us might be next week. Blankers at Pac-Man Joel on Twitter. Brian at Sack by BMAC. I'm at Jeremy Branham. We are the Bees, ESPN975, ESPN925.
This is ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
713-780-ESPN. Are you more confident in the Texans winning this divisional round than you were in Kansas City in 2020 or last year in Baltimore? 713-780-3776. A texter says, you guys are sick in the head, LOL. Probably true, but I'd like the context as to why this time.
I was going to say, is that because of our first segment or just in general?
I mean, he sent it during our first segment. That's why context matters here. I don't know what he means. Right. Am I sick in the head? Yeah. Is Blanker sick in the head? Yeah, it depends on who you ask, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't think he's sick in the head. I think he's normal. Blankers, do you think you're sick in the head?
Maybe to a certain degree sometimes.
Certain degree. Brian certainly is. There's
yeah,
no doubt
no question
about
that.
So, why are we sick in the head, Texter? If you're going to tell us that we're sick in the head, provide context. Tell us why. Why now? All right, let's go back out to the HRMP listener line or to the HRMP listener line for the first time. David, you're in the high. What's up, David?
How you doing? I think Kansas City's been playing up to the other their opponent's potential. Real close games. They've got us. Real lucky, and you have to be a good team, but you have to have luck go your way. And Houston's just going to have to play about a perfect game and finally have some luck go their way to win. What do you think about that?
I think that's the opposite of optimism.
I thought there was a little bit of optimism there. Like, he's kind of talked about how Kansas City's been very fortunate in these, you know, one possession games.
I mean, yeah, that's true, but I think that we're about as realistic of a show that I've heard in terms of just not trying to sugarcoat it and just
what
call
are the
it,
shows you listening to, Blakers?
I mean, I scan the dial sometimes. I mean, on the way home
I'm
and
teasing.
With the girls in the car. And from the standpoint of if I thought the Texans were going to get their doors blown off, if they played like they played Christmas Day or, you know, or the Christmas game or in that stretch where they were just playing awful football at the end of the year and I didn't see what I saw last week, I would probably feel a lot worse about this game. But the defense has given me the first main reason to feel optimistic because I like their chances against this offensive line. And I think that, you know, as much as Mahomes gets credit for scrambling and doing the things he does, I think this is the defensive unit. It's deep. As you mentioned, it's healthy. They haven't seen Aziz. They didn't see Aziz the first time. And we saw the way Aziz, when he's running all over the football field and using his athleticism and hitting, makes a difference in the middle of the field, that I believe that that's where I get the most optimism. I don't think the offense played great. I know CJ has to play a hell of a lot better because he just can't put the game in harm's way by making some of the throws he made. But I think that from a defensive perspective, they can be in this game.
Do you want Aziz playing violently?
Within the rules, yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I want him to be super violent.
That goes to the point that I brought up to you yesterday or Monday. I want him to play the way he's capable of playing. I don't want him to play where he is scared to make a hit or he's thinking about the fact that the league office may be looking at him where he pulled up early in the first quarter. Later in the game, and as the game went on, he got back to playing his physical, athletic style of football. I don't need him being apprehensive.
Yeah, I don't think he will be.
I don't need
At least, I mean, well, I guess it's more hopeful. But I don't think he will be. I really don't. H-Town Vader on the Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Which, Brian, do you have Nick Saban talking about our Twitchers? Nick Saban was nice enough the other day to call into the Killer Bees and give a thought or two on our Twitchers. I'm not sure if it's ready for air.
Yeah, we got it. Here we go.
Yeah, here was Saban about the Twitchers the other day.
Who's a fat guy in his underwear living in his mother's basement.
Yeah, that was Nick Saban calling into the Killer Bees, letting us know what he thought of our Twitchers at twitch.tv/97.5. But H-Town Vader said, tired of hearing Texans don't have a real chance. They're going to go in and beat their behinds. The only team I'm not sure we could beat are the Ravens. So I love the confidence. And it's like, except for that Ravens team. They're pretty good. Sunshine at Twitch. Oh, Swarm, baby. Swarm all night long. Sunshine, look at him. He's positive, that Sunshine at Twitch.
Is Sunshine of Twitch related to royalty or the same person?
I don't know. I don't want to speak for Sunshine of Twitch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to. 713-780-ESPN. Brian, it sounded like you were about to say something.
Yeah, I know I said, you know, minutes ago that I have more confidence than I did the last time, but I'm a little worried that our confidence is maybe misplaced because the win that we're feeling good about and that we are impressed by was against the Chargers, who have an historical track record of constantly chargering. Same thing with Justin Herbert. Like, is this a situation where we're going to look back after Saturday in the Chiefs game like, okay, it was just the Chargers and things weren't actually fixed from some of the things we were complaining about the past month and a half?
I really don't feel that way, simply because of the fact that I think if there's ever going to be a time to beat the Chiefs, it's now. And yes, you know, a lot still has to be written in terms of if they're going to be able to get back to a Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl. But when you look at it, this is the matchup. Most of their starters haven't played since Christmas. Mahomes was dinged up. I'm sure that, you know, while he was getting healthy, I'm not sure how much he was doing. But the majority of their starters, then they took the complete last week of the regular season off. They had a bye week last week. So you don't know if rust will be a factor, but it's nice to at least consider the possibility. And so from that standpoint, as they get back in and get their game speed timing back and do those things too, I think that that with everything that we've already talked about with the defense and the matchup, I feel like maybe the Chargers didn't play their best game, but I think the Texans upped it to a level that I wasn't expecting, to where I believe that factors in as well as what I said about the Chiefs.
Look, the outcome of this game could go 100 different ways. I think that the outcome that Brian just laid out is probably the most probable outcome. So, yes, that's within the realm of possibility. I think that is maybe the most likely possibility. Vicente on YouTube, yes, Texans got this. Alex on YouTube, that's not a very nice thing to say about the Twitchers. Well, then stick to YouTube, Alex. YouTube Keith
says,
I hope
they banned. Who's a fat guy in his underwear living in his mother's basement.
I think that was specifically to King of Twitch, and maybe Largo, too. YouTube Keith, I hope they ban Twitch next. I'm pretty sad about the TikTok ban. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to know what I'm going to do in my free time. I'm going to have to, like, text you guys and stuff. I don't want to do that.
What's the dude that's on Shark Tank, the bald guy?
Oh, yeah. I forget his name.
Mr. Wonderful, didn't he call himself or something like that?
I don't know if that was real. I think it might have been a rumor.
No, he said he was trying to buy it and it wasn't for sale. I think it was on CNN last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they don't want to sell it. They're going to take it away on Saturday. We're going to have to do, like, you know, we're going to have to, like, read and, like, exercise and, like, communicate with each other and, like, be friendly. I don't want to do that. TikTok. I want TikTok in my life. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. Pete, you're in the Hive. What's up, Pete?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Pete?
Hey, on the game, I believe Houston has a very good opportunity to take down the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are vulnerable. I know they're the two-time defending champions, but they haven't exactly played to that level. And the way Houston's playing right now, especially on defense, if they can come together like they did in the last game, jump on them early, get that running game going, and then get the defense to put the clamps down, I think we can surprise them this weekend.
Let's go.
That's all I've got. Anyway, that's all I've got. On a side note to my friend Jerry Jones, to quote my favorite TV dad, Fred Sanford, you big dummy. I'm out.
It's not a very nice thing to say to your friend.
Good call. Rack him. Yeah, exactly, rack him.
Not a very nice thing to say to your friend.
He dropped it. I'm out. I almost expected him to thank us for the vine.
I know. I liked it.
My friend Jerry Jones, you suck. It's not very friendly there, Pete, but I am ready to run.
You suck too!
I'm ready. Yeah, that's my friend. I'm Bill O'Brien's friend. Like, that's my friend telling me that I suck. That was like Pete telling his friend Jerry Jones that he sucks. But I'm ready to run through a wall. I'm fired up now that Pete called in. I do think that we overrate the whole one possession game thing. Like, well, if you flip the one possession game, the Chiefs are 3-14, whatever the stat that Brian laid out. That's the NFL. The NFL is a one possession league. Like, how many times a week do you see a spread over 7.5 points? Not that often, although you do see a couple in the wild card round. So, like, I'm not a big fan of the whole, well, they were this in the one possession games. Why are they good in one possession games? Because they are the three-time back-to-back champions. Because they have Pat Mahomes. Because they have a Hall of Fame coach. Because they have a really good defense. It's not an accident that they're good in one possession games. Like, I don't like that whole theory and logic. Well, they're getting really lucky. No, not by accident and coincidence that they win one possession games.
No, but I'll flip that and say, from the perspective of just what I think is going to happen, I think the Texans will be in a one score game in the fourth quarter. I don't think they're going to get their doors blown off. I don't care what the spread ends up being or where it starts at. I feel like, from the standpoint of having a chance, I think the Texans have a chance, and I feel like they're going to have a chance going into or as the fourth quarter starts to play out. Now, you're right. I think from the standpoint that a lot of times Steve Spagnuolo doesn't get enough credit either, from the fact that he has been like a chameleon and he has adjusted over and over again, but he's got that defense finally, because the Chiefs used to be known for all offense, not a whole lot of D. Now they know, teams know, it's not just Patrick Mahomes and the offense. Their defense is really, really good. And I think that you're right. The fact that between Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, been there, done that, done it on the biggest stage, done it in the Super Bowl, you know, and continually doing it, they're not going to get rattled. They're not going to make the kind of mistakes that a lot of teams, and even like you said, with rookie quarterbacks, might make when it's a do or die situation.
Yeah, I mean, they were in the Baltimore game up until the second half last year, too. Like, right. I think that they're good enough to hang around. And, like, the game script, like, we always talk about game script and, like, what are the keys? Well, you know, the keys are always the same keys each and every week. Like, they have to win the battle of the trenches. They need to run the ball. They need to protect the ball. Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways that they could win. But, like, what's the most likely scenario for them to win? I think it has to be a low-scoring game. I think it needs to be played under 24 points. I think it needs to be, like, a 17-14 type of game. That style. I think it's going to have to be ugly. I think they're going to have to muck up the game. That's why I don't really mind the weather. Like, the weather a lot of times can be a neutralizer. I don't think a neutralizer is bad whenever you're an 8.5-point dog. I think it's good. 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people want to weigh in on this on the HRNP listener line. So 713-780-3776. Do you feel more confident against the Chiefs this time than before? Do you feel more confident with the Texans this time to advance to the AFC Championship game more than you did last year whenever they played the Baltimore Ravens? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Guys, before we go to the break, we know we're talking about the NFL playoffs. We know we're down to the final four on each side. And with the biggest games of the year, whether you have a team in the fight or not, you can get involved and make the games more interesting by going to mybookie.ag. Put your money where your mouth is on every play, every drive, every touchdown. You have opportunities with MyBookie. MyBookie is going to give you every opportunity to start your new year off the right way, placing bets, and if they don't hit in the case of Thursdays, no sweat, you don't lose. That's right, risk-free Thursdays are back. You place a bet, and if it doesn't hit, you don't lose. That's why it's risk-free. Also, check out the Bet Boost tab for ways to get even bigger payouts. And when the games are over, jump over to the MyBookie online casino. Live dealers standing by, always open. Blackjack, roulette, poker, slots, and so much more. MyBookie.ag, always the place to be, but always use our promo code BET975. That's what unlocks the extra big offers, discounts, and bonuses that you can get into. On your first deposit, you instantly get bonus cash. It's easy to get started. All you got to do to get your sports viewing pleasure from ordinary to extraordinary is go to mybookie.ag right now. Use our promo code BET975 and do what I always tell you to do. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with the only place I tell you to do it. It's mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You found the Killer Bees, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Are you more confident with the Texans beating the Chiefs than you were in 2020. We're confident them beating the Chiefs that they had against the Ravens last year. 713-780-3776. It's the B's, ESPN 975, ESPN 925. Texter, so the Texans are due for a win. Yeah, they are. They've never been to the AFC Championship game before. I feel like our defense has the classic Super Bowl run formula of being able to create really good pressure with just the front four. See, I think that's the best chance that they do it. Like, the best chance that they beat Kansas City. A really good defense. Mm-hmm. Front four creates some pressure with Pat Mahomes. Maybe the secondary that has been good at turning quarterbacks over turns over Mahomes a couple of times, and then you get a little C.J. Stroud magic. Like, to me, that's the script.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that that's the reason why I'm optimistic, is I believe that this defense is going to create a turnover or two and a short field that goes with it and give the Texans the ability to get some quick hits instead of having to get us, you know, put together these sustained drives that I'm just not sure are possible or something that we should be counting on against the Chiefs and their defense. And I think that that is definitely the key to the game, is the fact that, you know, you've got really good corner play and secondary play. Your linebackers are going to be as good as they've been all year long. And between the combination of the edge rushers and the way that the interior defensive line has been playing, I think they're going to hold their own. And if they can get a turnover or two and put it in a short field situation for CJ, that's where I would feel best about this team having a legit opportunity to actually have a lead, you know, in this game later in the game.
Yeah, full confidence in Texans defense. KC, too many close games, likely overconfident Kansas City. I am curious about that. I am curious about their overconfidence. And I'd rather play them in the divisional round than the conference championship round, because now you have like a week. Like, Pat Mahomes hasn't thrown a pass since Christmas. Like, that's a long time. That's a long time that he's played football. So I think they'll be better next week, although the opponent will be tougher. Mm-hmm. So I do like that you're getting them now. Hopefully the rust is something that matters. Look, the Chiefs ain't that good on offense this year. This will be a defensive game. I really think this will also come down to penalties. The Chiefs' offense wasn't great last year, but they just make the play when they have to make the play. Their third down's Pat Mahomes' specialty. And if it comes down to penalties, Texans haven't exactly been great
right
in that area.
And last week, they weren't great. They still were making some careless penalties that made you, you know, a little frustrated and wonder, hey, can you clean that up? Because now's the time that you can't be doing that anymore. I just think that the one thing that you're not going to see is you're not going to get bulletin board material, and you know that they're going to continue to fluff you up, and they're going to talk about everything that they see positively, because they're pros at doing this. But they know what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, and I believe that they are going to try and attack the running game, I think. But, you mentioned it. I mean, Mahomes is a lot of things, but his third down efficiency and his ability to – that's when he really runs the best, and that's when he does not make mistakes – that's where you have to be on your best to try and have a chance.
If Houston scores 30, they will win. 30 is the goal. Pat 409. I would agree. I think if they score 30, they win. I think it's going to be very difficult to score 30 on the road against a Kansas City defense, though. It's pretty good. It's not if the Texans can win. It's if they can play a more competitive game than before. I probably was the most confident in the first game out of the three, but with hindsight, this should be more the most competitive.
How much, Jeremy, do you believe that the fact that they played this year there, they did not, that they were in the game until Tank went down, is a positive for the guys in the locker room to say, we've been there, we know what that environment feels like. Yes, it's a loud crowd. Yes, it's a lot of things, but we feel like we've been there recently. We were in that game, even, you know, and I think that the whole momentum switched when Tank went down. But that from a team perspective, they feel like we can do this. We can actually go in there and feel good about our chances because we've already, this very recently, we've experienced it.
Yeah, I think it helps. I don't know if the Texans would think that they wouldn't have a chance to win or couldn't win.
No, I agreed.
But having the familiarity can only help. Mm-hmm. Like it can be a negative. I agree with that.
Yeah, because a lot of people talk about, and I've heard people say, well, it's the best home field environment in football right now.
I've been there. We played the Kansas Jayhawks there on homecoming. I mean, nothing gets bigger than that. You get Kansas Jayhawks inside of Arrowhead Stadium, bigger than any playoff game they'll ever host. They didn't go well for the Houston team either.
No. But from the standpoint of, at least from, you know, no surprises, I think they know what they're walking into, and I think that because they were competitive and Mahomes played, that they feel like, you know, nothing's going to really surprise them too much.
I don't like how that last texter kind of oversimplified. Like, well, if you score 30, you win. Well, I mean, sure, but you know how throwing out the Week 18 game against the Broncos where they're playing their backups, the other 16 games they play, you know how many times the opponent scored 30 points?
How many times?
Once. And that was the Bills. That's at one time in 16 games where they tried, did the opponent score 30 points. I mean, yeah, if you score 30, sure, you're probably going to win, but that's way oversimplifying the task at hand.
Yeah. Yeah, he said, I think he just sent another text too. He said 31 because the Chiefs haven't scored over 30 all year. But again,
well, they've never given up 31 this year because the Bills in that one game where they gave up 30 gave up exactly 30. So the only team to score 31 plus was the Broncos in Week 18 when the Chiefs sat everybody.
No, he's saying the Chiefs haven't scored more than 30.
I know. I'm just saying, like, if because he's now upping the number to 31, that's literally never happened this season when the Chiefs have. So it's just it feels way oversimplified.
You're right, but I think that's his point. And don't hate on our texters, Brian. We love them. I love our textures more than I love you.
Who's a fat guy in his underwear living in his mother's basement.
Textures are different.
Yeah, Nick said that. He didn't say that about our textures. He didn't say that about our YouTubers. He didn't say that about our callers, even Joey, even Coward D. He said that about specifically the Twitchers. Texans 20, Chiefs 13, and then he said cancel. I don't know what the cancel means. Texans are going to shock the world. We own 330 on Saturday. I love this. Everybody's getting fired up. Offense has to do something, though. Defense is great, but if gassed out by the third, you're done. They do need sustained drives. Like, even if – like, they don't even need – okay, this is going to sound weird. I was going to say they don't even need to score tons of points, but sustained drives keep the defense fresh. I do think that's critical. Like, you can't have these three and outs, and you're on the field for a minute and a half, and then your defense is constantly out there. You have to keep them off the field. But this goes to my, like, pregame keys. They're always the same. Like, what week are you not saying that?
No, you're right. Absolutely. I mean, look, from a lot of, and that's why it's just when you sound too cliche-ish no matter what you say. There's no really truly great answer I don't think that anybody's going to accept when it comes to what's the keys to victory. Because for the most part, if you can run the football, if you can, you know, rush the quarterback, if you win the turnover battle, you know, those are all things that are, they sound cliche-ish, but in most cases, that's going to get you in the market to get a W.
713-780-ESPN. Unfortunately, I think Kelce gets unleashed and has a huge game. Chiefs just always seem to figure it out. They do seem to always figure it out. And plus, his boo's going to be there. His boo, Taylor Swift. Plus, Kelce turned it on in the playoffs last year. He had a quiet regular season last year, turned it on in the postseason. Brandon T, Texans 20, Chiefs 17. It's the Texans' time. Look at this. Firing up the hive. Also, the last time we played the Chiefs, we didn't have our defensive leader, says a texter. He was suspended for 3 games. Yeah, Aziz didn't play at Arrowhead. And look, I bet you Pat Mahomes isn't going to be as comfortable this time when he plays the Texans as whenever he played them the first time around. He wasn't worried about Christian Harris or Henry To'o To'o taking his head off like Aziz Alshire can. This is why it matters to send a message in the season. Because if you send a message in the season, you have these quarterbacks in the playoffs that are scared. They're shaking in their boots whenever they have to go up against Aziz Alshire. Send the message. I love it.
Yeah, no, I love it too. I think the fact that that Aziz didn't play in that first matchup, I think that can help, because the one thing that really worries me the most is what was mentioned previously, and that is who's gonna stay with Kelce? How are they gonna defend Kelce? Because yes, they still have Worthy, that's a deep threat, and they're gonna want to try and, you know, a couple times they almost every game they try and take the deep shot with him. But and Hollywood Brown's going to factor in more now that he's getting more acclimated. But the guy you got to worry about is Kelce, because it is the playoffs, because he steps up big. He did it again last year. And then with the secondary, you got to believe that Lassiter and Stingley are going to be on the outside. Who's going to take that matchup, and do they have a chance to compete with Travis Kelce?
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We still got a few more days to break it all down. A few on Twitter about this one. No, not more confident. It's like going into New England during the Brady years, and you're gonna lose that one from Manny. It's a good point. Kansas City does feel very much like the Brady Patriots. Harrison, more confidence in the defense, keeping us in the game, but with the favoritism and the questionable offense, no. Now, if CJ finds his legs earlier than he did last week, the Texans have a shot. Dream Team Apple says law of averages. Carlos says yes. Blake, not confident in anything when it comes to Kirby. It's easier to be a fan, and you're pleasantly surprised. Okay. Kevin Z, the two defenses are going to decide it. Houston has to be able to establish some kind of run game. Stroud needs to play like he's not scared. Troy not in a shootout, but the defense plays like they did last week. See, these aren't even, like, more confident. Like, these are just guys like, hey, what is it going to take to win? I think the city's more confident, Blinkers. I think it's all three of us. We've made that known, and I think it's the fan base. I think the fan base has a little bit more confidence this year than they did last year, and they did last time they went to KC.
Yeah, I believe that there's that the door is cracked open. There's some light coming through, and there's a reason for some optimism, more so than any other time in the recent history of this franchise when they've been to this round.
Yep. All right, 713-780-ESPN. HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Real quick, with Mahomes being so slippery, no texture, is it wrong that I just want to see someone knock the crap out of him? No, that's never wrong. It is never wrong for your favorite football team to knock the crap out of the opponent.
Are we going to see the Mahomes fake like I'm going to slide?
I'd like to see him try.
Or fake
like
the sideline going out and then keep trying to get yards again?
Let me see you do that, Mahomes. Let me see you do that with Aziz Alshire coming. Let's see you try to tiptoe out of bounds and see how that goes for you. I'll surrender a 15-yard penalty early on that type of play. Let them know that we mean business.
Weren't you saying you'd pick up the fine if you got another fine for it?
Absolutely not. I'm poor. That'd be my yearly salary.
Just check.
I
saw Vernon Maxwell say that about the Rockets and then come back the next day and go, probably not a good idea to have said that.
Yeah, not a good idea. All right, let's get to the wild card round overreactions. What overreactions do you have from the wild card round this past weekend? Also, we reached out to the author in the Sports Business Journal that wrote the article about Jack Easterby, the Easterby propaganda piece that we saw yesterday. We reached out to him. He turned us down, but he told us why he turned us down. You're going to have to hear this. It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN
92.5. ESPN 97.5.
We're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5, 713-780-ESPN. Mike Garofalo, however you want to say it, and Ian Rapoport, they have reported that the Ravens claimed wide receiver Deontay Johnson off of waivers from the Texans, but by NFL rules, he will not be awarded to the Ravens until after the Super Bowl. Then he'll be a free agent. This was simply a block by the Baltimore Ravens, so he doesn't go to somebody else with a better record than them, which is why I was surprised they ever waived him in the first place. Like I thought that this would be the play. Just, hey, okay, we're just going to suspend you. We don't like you here. You don't want to play here. So instead of you going to a team that we might face in the playoffs, we're just going to keep you at home like San Francisco did with that one player. I thought that would be the play. Instead, they released him. Texans claimed him. Didn't work out in Houston. And now the Ravens claim him. He's back in Baltimore, kinda, but will not ever report to the team. So,
yeah,
interesting nugget there.
Yeah, I saw in Schefter, I saw the same thing you did. Only, and I saw Schefter explaining all that, and it like that makes sense. Like that, they're just going to avoid any further nonsense where the guy could actually come back to bite you. But I don't know if you caught Robert Woods' comments, but dude's got a real issue in terms of like overconfidence and reality in terms of the fact that he just can't figure out that when you come to a team this late in the season, you can't expect that within 2 weeks you're going to get major, you know, field time and be a focal point. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I think he saw John Metchie on the field and he was like, yeah, how am I not getting run over this guy?
It's quite possible.
I think that's exactly what it was. But look, and people have different motives. Like, there's players whose motive is that they just want to get all the snaps. They want to play every play. They want to take all the shots. I think that we see it here a little bit locally. Like, they're trying to coach that out of Cam Whitmore a little bit. Some players just have different motives. Like, a lot of players' motive, okay, money, a lot of it's shine, a lot of it's getting the football, a lot of it's playing on a winning team. And he couldn't adapt to that. And he couldn't adapt to it in Baltimore. He couldn't adapt to it in Houston. It just doesn't – it's not what makes him tick. Being on a winning team is not what makes him tick. Getting balls thrown his way is what makes him tick. The problem is, for him, is it's probably going to cut his career short. Like, mm-hmm. He's probably going to cost himself 3 years in the NFL, give or take, because – I don't think he's a top two or three receiver on many teams, so he's not going to get many snaps. And if he's going to be a problem being a number four or number five receiver, then no team's going to pick him up. So he's going to cost himself 3 years worth of salary. It's just not very financially prudent.
Yeah, this is what I've been harping on with Cam Whitmore for quite a while, and you're right. It's like at a certain point, these guys across all these different professional sports have to realize – like, if you just mind your P's and Q's, you're a good teammate in the locker room, you're a team player, you get it. You can prolong your career by literally years and years and have the longevity that you never would have expected. But if you come in as this diva and you come in with this ego and you can't back it up consistently day after day and year after year specifically, you are right. He's not going to be around for the long term because – at a certain point, your skills are going to diminish no matter how big your ego thinks that they are. But even right now, when you look at it, maybe the reason why he was in Carolina was because at least he was starting there and that he wasn't acting up like this because at least he was on the field more and getting opportunities.
And they paid him.
Yeah, but at the same time, now that he's done this multiple times, it doesn't take a bulletin board, a bulletin to go out to the rest of the teams in this league. Not a lot of teams are going to be jazzed, no matter how much ability he might have, about going, that's a guy I want to bring into my locker room.
Yeah, it's going to – I don't know if he plays again. Like, and if he does, I think it's going to be on a bad team where he can play a significant amount of snaps. That's the only thing that makes him tick. Do you have plans or where you're watching the Texans game Saturday? The Rusty Horseshoe Bar and Grill, perfect spot to watch your Texans take on the Chiefs this weekend. Maybe you're not even a Texans fan. You just want to watch good ball. Well, the Rusty Horseshoe Bar and Grill is the perfect place to do it. You can also catch the Bullpen with Sean and Brian as they do their show from noon to 3. Check out the Rusty Horseshoe Bar and Grill this Saturday for the Texans game, 19940 Kirkendall Road in Spring. That's not too far away from me.
Horns and horseshoes, look out. It's
lots
bullpen.
Of Arch Manning talk. Some Texans Alrighty. Chiefs as well, but mostly Arch Manning, of course.
So get there at 3 is what you're saying.
for 3 more hours of Arch Manning talk, yes.
So speaking of Brian, who also doubles as our fine producer, what do they call you, super producer on the little deal?
The Who Said It open.
So he reached out to Ben Fisher. Ben Fisher is the author of the Sports Business Journal hit piece, Propaganda. It's not a hit piece. It's just a fluff
very
piece.
Opposite of yes. a hit piece.
Yeah. Whatever the hit, what is the opposite of that? Is it
fluff?
Is it fluff?
Fluff.
Yeah,
fluff.
It's a fluff. So a fluff piece, yep. Propaganda piece on former executive VP of the Houston Texans, Jack Easterby. We talked about
one
this
fish,
yesterday.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
And Brian reached out to Ben Fisher and asked if we could get him on the show. Not Easterby, Ben Fisher, the author of the story in the SBJ. Ben Fisher said, "Hi, Brian. Thanks for asking. Glad you all found the article worth discussing. I hate to ever turn down interview requests, but on this one, I must decline. Sorry. I'm happy to talk about other stories if the opportunity ever arises. Appreciate it, Ben. I doubt that it will. What do you make of this, Blinkers? Ben telling Brian, no, not today, son.
It's exactly what we thought. Ben doesn't want to be put on the spot, and Ben doesn't want to have to answer questions about how he probably was doing a solid for Jack about the fact that, you know, he didn't write this article or do this article probably in the way that journalism students are taught to do this. He was just basically doing something to completely go on one side of the ball and promote Jack for a potential future job opportunity. He probably doesn't want to admit that he fluffed the hell out of it, and he wasn't attacking the other side of it. Like, find guys that have something else to say about Jack. He wasn't looking for that.
Yeah, either Jack didn't want him to do this, and he told Ben Fisher not to do any radio in Houston or radio about it at all. Or they're just boys, and he doesn't want to talk badly about Jack. But Brian, who is an eager boy, he asked Ben, well, why? Why won't you come on? And Ben said, "Hi, Brian." He's very polite. He says, "Hi, Brian," every time. "Hi, Brian. In this case, I just think the story speaks for itself. Given the sensitivities around that time period in Texans history, I want to be thoughtful and judicious in everything I say about it. Our writing/publishing process allows that to be the case in print." So that's the rest of the story.
So he's really good at fluff pieces and being able to politically correct, tell you without telling you why he's not going to come on your airwaves.
Yeah, he didn't flat out say, "Okay, I know how this looks. I don't want to have to bury Jack or answer why I allowed Jack to tell me who to talk to for this piece." But when you read between the lines, I think it reads very clearly like, okay, I know this is kind of a fluff article. I don't want to have to take bullets for this.
You think if you reached out to Jack's Twitter account or however to contact him and say, hey, Jack, we read the piece and it was really entertaining and exciting. We'd love to have you on to kind of help with this process.
There's zero chance he'd say yes.
I found him on LinkedIn.
He's on Twitter, isn't he?
He was. Yeah. I don't know if he still is.
No, he is. I don't know if he has his. Let's see if he has his DMs up. Brian, are you open to messaging?
Sure,
Mr. Easterby. Let's see. No, Easterby doesn't have his DMs open, so you can't. I mean, I don't think that you should add people to ask him to come on the show. I think that's kind of poor taste. I think it should be behind the wall a little bit.
You're talking about on LinkedIn?
No, I'm talking about in general. Like, I don't think that you should make your public announcement of an interview request public.
Oh.
I guess we did on the radio airwaves. But I always see people do that on Twitter. Hey, at Jack Easterby, will you come on the show? Like, publicly open on Twitter? I'm not a fan of that. I think it's a bad look. I think it's a little Bush League, actually. It might be Bush League saying it on the air, but we're more cutting edge in 2025. So I'm not a fan of the at Jack Easterby thing. I think that's a little bit thirsty and chasing clout. Like, you're coming into our radio show, you know what you're going to get with us. But whenever you tweet it out, to me, it's like, okay, this is outside of the confines of that. But he does have a LinkedIn, which you could DM him.
Are you on LinkedIn, Brian?
I think so. I haven't checked it in a long time, but I could probably make that work.
Oh, I can't. It won't let me message him. I just tried, and it's making me sign up for
Is it
premium.
Private or something?
No, it says you need premium to message him.
Jack's premium, huh?
You can try 1 month for $0. Is signing up for LinkedIn premium for 1 month, $0, and having to remember to cancel it worth it for DMing Jack Easterby and getting a no? Actually, he won't even give a no. He just won't respond.
Yeah, there's no chance he even responds.
He's not going to respond.
I think it's
so when you forget about the chart, when you forget to cancel, how much is it charging you?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
If it's under $10, I say we do it.
I'll look into it. Yeah, there's a bunch of clips.
That's expensive, right?
Yeah, it might be.
Maybe
so.
somebody we know has premium.
I was just thinking that, like listeners or somebody.
Yeah, if you have premium and
maybe
you want to do the Killer
does,
Bees
he's
a
hiring
solid.
A lot.
Go ask them.
During the break, I'll ask them.
Yeah, go upstairs and ask the suits if they have LinkedIn premium and they're willing to send Jack Easterby a DM in favor of the Killer Bees.
Shout out to the fish.
Keith says, hey, do I get a shout out for the idea of reaching out? Yeah, Keith. Keith's idea was us to reach out to Ben Fisher. So shout out to Keith. Thank you again for that, Keith. It didn't lead the interview, but it led to a nasty rejection email. Brian got broke up with online on the internet.
Sensitivities. That was the look. It's look. I respect that he can't come on because he knows he did a fluff piece and there's no win in this for him. But the idea of, well, you know, the sensitivities of the situation in Houston, like, you're just outright, to me, at least in my opinion, it feels like you're almost outright admitting that you're protecting Jack at this situation because you're not involved in, the article for Sports Business Journal, is not involved in any sensitivities with the Texans. You didn't work for the Texans. You don't live here. Like, that part of the excuse just, I hated that part.
I will give him credit for rejecting you, though. Like,
yeah, at least he replied and was nice about it.
It gave us some content and some pretty funny content,
true.
I think. Yeah, we'll see if we can reach out to Easterby on LinkedIn. Somebody said he's pretty sure it's like $30 a month. Okay, texture, you sign up for it. You DM Jack Easterby on our behalf, and you can invoice the suits.
Todd the show says he can do it. He said, message me what you want to say, and I'll copy and paste.
Okay, we'll get that done with Todd the show. Also another texter saying I have LinkedIn premium too. So it seems like we're going to be able to get this done. We're going to DM Jack Easterby, seeing if he wants to tell his side on the story. Look, we're not the flagship. We're open to the alternate view here for sure. For sure. All right. Let's get to our wild card overreactions. What are you overreacting
to? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't play that because then he'll never come on the show there, Brian. He might be listening in Charleston, South Carolina, where the author of this story in Sports Business Journal was also from. All right, wild card overreactions. What wild card overreactions do you have? 713-780-3776. We're the Bees. ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.